Renowned experts discuss women's greatest lifetime triumphs and challenges right here, right now, with your hosts and CEO of EmpowHer.com, Michelle King Robeson, and top doc, Pamela Peek, MD. It's Her Radio, the naked truth about women.
So, who am I without my partner? What a great title for a book. I love it, Michelle. And we are just delighted to have the author, Dr. Deb Hecker, on with us, who's really made a whole business out of this. What goes on with separation, divorce, and repartnering? I love it. Dr. Hecker, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Pam and Michelle. I'm so excited to be here on the launch of your radio show.
Well, listen, who am I without my partner? Why did you title it that way? What's this book about?
Well, the book is all about what happens to someone when they go through the ordeal and crisis of divorce. And I use that word because I think that regardless of whether or not you wanted the divorce or it was something that was dumped on you, it is, in fact, a crisis. And about 25 years ago, I went through my own, what I felt at the time was a very traumatic situation. And very interesting, because at the time I was living in Washington, D.C., and I went through, Dr. Rosenthal was just referring to grief, I went through the inevitable grief that one goes through, but I found myself going through something much more profound than that, and at the time, I was unable to find someone who could give me some guidance, and that really was, who am I without my partner? Translated, what I experienced was, I didn't know who I was, and it didn't make a whole lot of sense to me because, to all outward appearances, I was, you know, I had a happy marriage, so I thought. I had two lovely children. I had a practice in D.C. and New York, and everything seemed to be fine, and yet I felt very, very lost. And so what prompted me to write the book was that I do not want other people to go through the experience of divorce without understanding that it's really a two-prong process. It's about grief, and it's about finding yourself. Who am I without my partner?
All right, Michelle, have at it.
Oh, thank you. Oh, Dr. Deb Hecker, I'm so happy to have you with us today. I have a funny story. So I'm two times divorced now, and two divorces under my belt. So happy you wrote this book, by the way. But I moved into my new home. I had some girlfriends over after my divorce, and you know, I got my house all fixed up, and I was so excited. And I was showing them around the house, and I kept saying, and we did this, and we did that, and we did this, and we picked out that. And so finally, one of my girlfriends said to me, who's we? Because are you living with somebody that we don't know about? Do you have somebody in your life? And because you keep referring to we, and I, she stopped me dead in my tracks, right? And I said, oh, no, it's me. And so for my birthday that year, they bought me everything monogrammed with the letter I on it. Everything.
Well, that's a very interesting segue for me, Michelle, because I have done some extensive work on identity formation, attachment, and loss. And what I have come up with in my research, and in part the result of the personal journey that I experienced, come up with a new relationship model based on attachment theory. There's a lot of literature in psychiatry that is referred to as attachment theory. And the model that I find extremely useful to understand human relationships, I will call it the I, you, and we model. And it's a kind of developmental model that's based on the early mother-child relationship. So, for example, if we take a mother and a child, and that child has to begin to separate from the mother, we're talking about going from a symbiosis to a sense of independence. What happens in adult relationships, very interestingly, is that there are parallel tracks, meaning that, for example, when we first partner with somebody, we're in the so-called symbiotic stage, which is very much the we stage. We're not yet in the I stage. We're very much in the we stage. And everything is romanticized, and it's almost like having a perfect mommy. You feel understood. Right. Everything is wonderful. And then very gradually, what needs to happen in a healthy partnership is what we'll call a kind of differentiation. Just like the little child who begins to separate from the mom, what happens in a healthy relationship is we go from the we to two individual I's that are beginning to form, even though at this particular stage, still very much the we. And so you're right on the money, Michelle, because, you know, love doesn't die easily. And just because you sign a piece of paper does not mean that all of a sudden psychologically you're a separate person. And so it takes a considerable amount of time to both grieve that loss as well as to really get a sense of who you are apart from the person, from your partner. It's relatively easy when we're partnered to lose ourselves in a way that we're not even aware of.
Why is it that some people, you know, when they're in relationships, it's so easy to grow together? So when I say together, I mean they become differentiated, like you said. They go off and they're one person's got one hobby, one person's got a different hobby, and they just sort of let each person do their thing. Whereas in other relationships, one person feels threatened by the other person's wanting to go off and do different things. What goes on with that?
Well, that's an excellent question. The simple answer is that the person who is comfortable with their partner's separateness is someone who has a secure I, to go back to Michelle's use of the word. It's someone who, again, if we go back to the origins of one's I and how we learn about human connection, you know, in an ideal world, if we have a good partnership with our primary parent, that parent is helping us with unconditional love to feel secure as we separate, that they're kind of there as a home base. So then that person will go into their adult relationships really internally secure. On the other hand, we have variations of that. Of course, a common one is what we'll call codependency, I think a term that we're all familiar with. That would be a situation where a child does not come out of the original partnership with the mom feeling secure, and so what happens is they will continue to play out with their adult partner and look for that kind of security. So, for example, Pam, as you said, the person who is more comfortable having a hobby or not, someone can feel threatened that their sense of self is not going to be tended to if their partner is off doing something. So it really, the bottom line is, it has to do with the internal sense of security and the I that one brings into their adult relationship. And typically, you know, my premise is that the reason relationships fail and the reason divorces are, the increase is as high as it is that, unfortunately, many people go into their marriages unconsciously looking to have their partner complete them.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. To complete them. We're back to that theme again, Michelle. Boy, that's going to be sneaking up on us all the time. It's all about putting it together. Dr. Hecker, where can people find out more information about you and your wonderful work and your book?
Well, the name of my book is Who Am I Without My Partner? Post-Divorce Healing and Rediscovering Yourself. It can be, you can find it on my website, which is www.drdeborah.com.
You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. This is Michelle King-Robson with Dr. Pam Peake.